heritage for the Grand Rapids Community College?
That is correct.
Yeah, and now you're off all summer.
Yeah, just Thursday was our last day open for this summer session, and we'll reopen back up in first part of September.
I have to plug the Heritage because most people don't know that you have this restaurant, and we talk about it every time you're on, but if you haven't been to the Heritage, you don't know what you're missing. And this restaurant, I've been to a lot of fine world-class restaurants, and that is every bit as fine as any world-class restaurant you'd ever want to walk into, from the maitre d' to the servers. But when the food is served, I mean, it's off the chain. And then on top of it, the price is half the price. I mean,
right.
You're like 50% off. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys are just breaking even there, but that place is awesome. So, anyway, Bob Schultz lives out by me, and he's got this really sweet pizza oven in his backyard. Being a chef, it's just, you know, we always end up at his place. So, tell us about that oven.
Oh, it's awesome. It's a wood-burning pizza oven, but we use it for different multiple things besides pizza. But it looks from the road, it looks like a brick schoolhouse. And it's really, really a lot of fun. In fact, we just had my youngest son's open house, and we did 200 pizzas out of there for his open house, and it was a lot of fun.
And basically, the construction of that thing, you probably only really have maybe $2,000 to $3,000 to get that thing accomplished, right?
Correct. Yep,
yeah, actually, so it's pretty affordable.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. It was $2,000. I did hire a masonry to help me build it. And I'm glad I did, because there's a lot of intricate things with that pizza oven. You got to make sure the dome inside is just right, because when you build a fire, and if the fire doesn't come up the sides and kind of create like a circular motion with that heat, and it just won't turn out very well.
And you and I are both fans of the Flat River Grill, and they have one kind of similar right inside that they use all the time. And a pizza on a wood-fired oven is... And they're so tasty. What else do you put in that thing, Bob?
I've done bacon. I've made brined chicken, turkeys, and baked beans. So we can use it as an oven, too, and it's really just nice. It's nice to get that thing fired up, and just when you do that, you're telling yourself it's time to relax. It's time to have friends over. It's time to have people in the neighborhood over, friends from up from all over up north and everything, and come on down and let's enjoy the day and cook outside. It's just so wonderful.
It is. It's the gathering spot, like out in our area. If the Schultzes are having a party, everybody wants to show up because we know you'll have a bunch of pizza crust ready, and you're going to have all kinds of crazy toppings. And usually we just do pizzas on it, but, I mean, I could just see doing some chicken or geese or something like that in there.
Yes, and yes, that is a lot of fun, and we do that, and actually I love even doing when I do the chickens. If we do pizza, we did for Caleb's open house, we did a brine-encrusted chicken and made like a chicken pesto pizza, and then we had some another type of pizza. It was a roasted vegetable pizza where we roasted all the vegetables in there, the oven first, took them out, peeled them, chopped them, and then threw them on the pizza. So we kind of use it as a multiple different things that we can do with it, so it's great.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you calling in this morning. I had a hard time hooking up with you this week because you're like all over the world right now getting your students' place, but we sure appreciate your time and expertise always, and peace, love, and barbecue, baby.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we just got back from California. It was a great trip out there, and so it's good to be back.
All right. Well, listen, we'll hook up with you real soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yep.
That's Chef Robert Schultz from Grand Rapids Community College. He runs the Heritage during the lunch shift. And, again, cool guy. Good people. Foodies, man.
Ultimate griller, that man is. I've had pleasure of having some of his food before, and he's very good at it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. It's 9 to 11, and you're listening to The Grilling Guys, 107.3 WBBL-FM. Bob, I was going to talk to you about that pizza. You don't necessarily have to have an oven. There's pizza stones you can buy and use on your regular grill and almost achieve the same results. Probably not like Chef Schultz does, but
yeah.
But good enough that you wouldn't be embarrassed to serve your family.
Yeah, not
right.
at all.
Right.
You can do that. As I look through the producer's window, I see this good-looking blonde sitting behind us, and I think she's going to be on the show with us real soon. That's Michelle McCormick, and she has a new show on WJRW, and we're going to bring in this... the saucy lady, and she's going to tell us about Chicks at Grill.
That's right. It's called The Buzz. And in our next segment, we're also we just had fortunate to find out that Diane Kanowski, the general manager, president and general manager of TV8, kind of a celebrity grilling chick, is going to call in the next segment as well.
Great.
So that's going to be kind of cool.
So let's go over to your pal here. We've got a guest in studio.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Gary. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing really well, thanks. This is Gary Salter. He's a buddy of mine, but just an average grilling guy.
You know what? I just miscued. We've Did got somebody on hold right now. We've got Kim Kowalski.
Well, Gary, we'll get back to that then.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, Kim is from Mount Pleasant Brewery, right? And one of our favorite brews out there, microbrewer. Kim, are you out there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you today?
Doing great. Beautiful sunny day. Good day for grilling.
Yeah, is sunny and ready to drink some beer up in Mount Pleasant, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what you got going up there? You got any seasonals we should be aware of?
Oh, we're doing all kinds of side batches and all kinds of research and development, small batches to see what people like and what turns out good. But we've got our regular lineup of 10 or 12 beers that are, I would say every one of them can fit in your grilling process at one point.
So what's popular for the summer, Kim?
Right now we're selling a lot of our Second Wind wheat, which is a German wheat beer. It's a little bit lighter, has a German yeast in it, gives it a little bit of a banana clove flavor. It goes very well with seafood and shrimp on the grill. And actually, in my opinion, it goes very well with everything. It just depends on the mood I'm in, what I want to eat that day and drink.
Sounds like the way you like beer is within reach, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it depends on the mood you're in and what you're hungry for and what you're thirsty for. And actually, a lot of it depends on the weather, too. You know, the colder out it is, the darker people want the beers to be, usually.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'd have to buy into that. I do tend to like my porters and in the stouts in the wintertime a little bit more. I do love wheat beers in the summer, though. I have not tried that one of yours yet. I promise I'm going to get up there in the next 2 weeks to check out your tap room. I've been telling you that for a couple of months, but I do have a trip headed that way, so I'll make sure and call you in advance so you can give me all the samples.
Hey, Kim, where is your tap room at?
We are located at 614 West Pickard Street in Mount Pleasant. It is actually M20 that heads east towards the casino. If you were getting off the expressway and going towards the casino, it's about 2 miles east. We are about 2 miles west, so if you're coming to town to go to the casino, it's really easy to find, and once you're there, you'll be able to find the casino easy because it's on the same road. It's just a couple miles down.
But I have tasted your beer, so if they make it to your place, they probably won't end up at the casino.
Actually, has happened quite a few times.
Well, you're saving them lots of money.
All puns intended, but I think it's a better bet to go to the brewery than it is the casino.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Tell me a little bit about this Rail Yard Raspberry Wheat. When I think about the summer, we're all thinking about the fruit and the things that are going on that are growing in the yard. And I got raspberry bushes in my house. And not that you are putting fresh fruit in this, but maybe you are, because I see it says it's 100% fresh raspberry juice. Tell us about that process.
Oh, that's a beer I should have mentioned when you asked about the summer beers, because we do sell a lot of that in the summer. It's a very tasty beer. It's a raspberry wheat. It's an American wheat beer. We put 100% raspberry juice in it. It gives it a red color and a raspberry flavor, yet it's still, you can still recognize it as being a beer. It doesn't give it a wine cooler or a candy flavor or a synthetic fake flavor. It tastes like a fresh raspberry beer. It's just really refreshing, and on a hot day, it goes very well.
Great. Well, listen, Kim, I know you've got a busy day today. I really appreciate you slotting a couple of minutes for us, and look forward to checking out that tap room. And I used to love Mount Pleasant because I went to Ferris, and we used to shoot over to Mount Pleasant because that's the only town that had girls. We didn't have any Big Rapids.
Easy. Your wife came from there, Bob. Easy, baby.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys. I love the show.
All right, Kim. All right. Thanks, buddy. That was Kim Kowalski from Mount Pleasant Brewing Company, and they're actually a part of a larger brewing group, and they've got all kinds of brews under their label. But before we head out, we've got to take a break in a little bit. I wanted to talk to you just for a second about this great book I brought up to camp with me, and it's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And this guy's my hero, Guy Fieri.
Right. He rocks.
He's crazy.
Right.
I love watching his shows. He's just fun and funny, and he's like everything I aspire to be in this show. So if you want to know who my idol is in the barbecue world, it's Guy Fieri.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
But
well, hey,
it's a great book if you want a bunch of recipes. I got it at Meijer for $14.99.
Cool.
Awesome deal.
Well, in the next segment, we've got my regular grilling guy buddy, Gary Salter, coming up. And actually, we've got a Diane, the president and general manager of TV8, is going to be our celebrity griller. And she's going to throw down a couple chick recipes that she's got going out there. They're out on Bostwick Lake and going to have a great weekend of it. It's going to be a beautiful day to grill. So stick with us. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. Bob and I will be back.